Late Captain Abdulrazak Hamid Bahar of Chad awarded the Captain Diagne Medal for exceptional courage. An outstanding soldier with the kindest heart. This article is from the May 2022 issue of Africa Renewal. It was contributed by UN Peacekeeping. When Captain Abdulrazak Hamid Bahar announced to his family in early 2005 that he had found his calling to serve his country, no one was surprised. The young man had always dreamt of joining the Chad National Army, inspired by those around him, including his uncle, a seasoned military personnel. In the Bahar Haga family, career paths may have been diverse, but the golden rule was excellence. It took a few years of convincing, but Captain Abdulrazak's father eventually agreed to let him join the military, provided he made it into Chad's best military school. After he graduated with honors and successfully completed a wide array of specialized training, ranging from parachuting to tactical skills and intelligence gathering, Captain Abdulrazak felt the need to fulfill his passion for helping others. In 2014, he decided to join MINUSMA, the UN peacekeeping mission in Mali. Growing up, I knew my brother was going to join the military, but his real calling was to help others. He was a kind and giving man. He used to organize tournaments for the young people in the neighborhood and would give out prizes to winners and losers alike, his brother Hamid Bahar Ahmet fondly recalls. On Thursday, the 26th of May, the Bahar family will receive the highest award in UN peacekeeping, the Captain Mbaye Diagne Medal for Exceptional Courage, on behalf of Captain Abdulrazak Hamid Bahar. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres will be presenting the award posthumously at a solemn ceremony in New York to mark the International Day of UN Peacekeepers. Just 14 months ago, on the 2nd of April 2021, a group of heavily armed terrorists attacked the Agulhok supercamp in northeast Mali with a barrage of rockets at sunrise, where Captain Abdulrazak was one among the 350 peacekeepers stationed there to protect the population. Without hesitation, the captain launched a counter-offensive on the 24 assailants, who subsequently stormed through the base fence on jeeps and motorbikes just minutes later. While the firefight ensued, Captain Abdulrazak saw some terrorists entering a home nearby. To protect civilians from the local community living near the camp, he single-handedly led an operation to clear the house. In doing so, Captain Abdulrazak was shot and killed. But not before the peacekeepers had inflicted heavy losses on the fleeing terrorists and saved many lives in the process. Among Captain Abdulrazak's brothers-in-arms was his commander, Lieutenant Colonel Chahata Ali Muhammad, who co-led the operation and helped evacuate 16 wounded peacekeepers. Lieutenant Colonel Chahata Ali Muhammad will be recognized for his courage and role in the operation with a letter of commendation from the UN Secretary General. He remembers his countrymen warmly. He was not only a great soldier, he was profoundly human. He could get along with anyone and he was deeply loved both in Mali and at home. I miss him deeply, the Lieutenant Colonel said. Three other UN peacekeepers from Chad were killed in the attack and 34 others were wounded. Had it not been for the courageous actions of the commander and the captain, many more would undoubtedly have died. Since his death, the Bahar Haga family has found it very difficult to cope with the loss. Last year, I was preparing my thesis for my PhD and left my phone. Within 15 minutes I had gotten 30 missed calls. I knew something was wrong. I had never felt that pain before. I wish he could have been there to see me succeed, says Hamid. My brother was the one who pushed me to study and supported me throughout. But I know he died for a noble cause. He died to protect peace, he adds. The United Nations Multidimensional Integrated Stabilization Mission in Mali, MINUSMA, which was established in 2013 by the UN Security Council, is UN peacekeeping's deadliest operation, facing near-daily attacks. Peacekeepers supporting international efforts to build peace and stability in Mali are increasingly subjected to ambushes and complex attacks using explosive devices by terrorist groups, like the one in Agulhok. Captain Abdulrazak Hamid Bahar's ultimate sacrifice embodies a high sense of duty, said Special Representative of the Secretary General and head of MINUSMA, M.L. Gassim Wayne. He put his own life on the line to save the people of Agulhok and his comrades in arms on that fateful day of the 2nd of April 2021. His bravery is a daily source of inspiration for all MINUSMA personnel, who operate in an environment of endless complexity and difficulty. Deliberate attacks against peacekeepers have increased and killed almost 500 UN peacekeepers in a little over 10 years across peace operations. In Mali, 157 peacekeepers have lost their lives since the mission's inception, with 19 killed in 2021 alone. Attacks targeting UN peacekeepers may constitute war crimes under international law. Safety and security of peacekeepers is at the heart of the Secretary-General's Action for Peacekeeping agenda launched in 2018, and its implementation strategy, A4P+. Collective actions taken by the UN and member states have enabled important progress in protecting personnel from these threats and in holding perpetrators accountable for crimes. Upon receiving the news of the award at his home in N'Djamena, Captain Abdelrazak's brother told UN Peacekeeping he felt a mix of emotions of deep pain and pride. "I am very moved by the recognition given to my brother today. I am so proud of him," he said. "While I know he left us way too young, his memory is honored today by his friends and comrades in the United Nations, Mali and the Chadian Army, and all of us who know he gave his life to protect others. Men pass but their merits remain. May the world always remember him." Hamid Bahar Ahmet shared that when asked why he wanted to serve as a peacekeeper, Captain Abdelrazak often said, "A soldier is always serving his nation and, therefore, his role is also to serve his nation around the world." About the Captain Mbaye Diagne Medal for Exceptional Courage. The medal was named in honor of Captain Mbaye Diagne, who saved hundreds of lives while serving as a UN peacekeeper in Rwanda in 1994, before he was killed in action. In 2014, it was established by the UN Security Council as an official award to recognize uniformed and civilian peacekeepers who demonstrate exceptional courage. This year is only the second time that the medal has been awarded.